We're going to start the last word on Daf Chof Dalad Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oimer Yivarchucha Toivim, Harei Zederech Minus. Only the Kofrim think that you have to be a tzaddik in order to be able to praise Hashem. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody says in his tefillah, Al Kan Tzipur Yagiu Rachamecha, that in the same way as you have mercy on the mother sitting on the eggs or chicks in a nest, and therefore we send the mother away before taking the birds or the eggs, and in the same way as you have Rachmonos on them, have Rachmonos on us. Or if somebody says in his tefillah, Va'al Toiv Yizocher Shemecha, we praise you and thank you for the good things that you've done to us. Or if somebody says in the bracha of Moedim, 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 he says the word Moedim twice, Meshaskin Oisei, we stop him from saying these things. They each have some form of connotation that stands against the principles of Emunah that we know. Continues the Mishnah. HaMechane Ba'aroyes, if somebody is learning the parasha of the Isser Aroyes, and instead of explaining it in the way it was intended, that certain relationships are osa, he explains it as if to say that you should avoid embarrassing those relatives and family members. Meshaskinoi say, we stop him, since saying that is deviating from what the Pasuk actually meant, which is that these relationships are severely osa. Ha'oimer, umizaracho lo yisitein lehavir lamoylech, if somebody explains that Pasuk as meaning, lo yititein li'iaboro barumiyusa, don't marry a goy and have a child from her, which will be for Avodah Zarah, meshaskin oisei b'nezifa, we quieten him down, and we shout at him, since he's being oiker, the pshat of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk actually meant, that marrying a non-Jewish woman is punishable by Misa. Says the Gemara, Bishleima Moedim Moedim. The reason that we stop a person saying twice Moedim Demechze Kashtei Roshiyos, it looks as if he's thanking two Koichos, Chas V'Shalom. Really, we know there's one Beira. Al HaToivi Zochir Shemecha, the person who praises Hashem for the good things. We understand that we quieten him down. Nami Demashma Al HaToiv In Va'al Ra'aloi. We only praise Hashem for the good things, not for the bad things. Utnan, and it's contrary to what we learned in the Mishnah on Brachos Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, Chayav Adam Levorich Al Ra'o Kashem Shemavorich Al HaToiva. You have to give a bracha to Hashem with a full heart, irrespective of whether something good happened or if something that didn't feel so good happened. Elo al kanti per yagiu rachamecho maitam. Why do we stop a person saying, please have rachmonos on us, like you have rachmonos on the mother bird? Answers the Gemara, Pligi bo tria amoroi b'marova. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a machlekes amoroim, Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida. Chad Omar, one of them explained, Mepnei shematil kina b'maise bereshis, saying that is going to cause jealousy in maise bereshis, as if Hashem has more rachmonos for the birds than for other behemoths and chayis. V'chad Omar, the other amor explained, Mepnei sh'oisem midoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. It's as if to say that there's a reason that Hashem gave us the mitzvah, and that is that Hashem is a Rachman. Ve'einon elu gzeiris. As far as we're concerned, we have to accept the mitzvahs, even if we don't understand the reason for them. And not just because we understand that they have a level of rachamim in them. Continues the Gemara, Hahu denochis kamei de Rabba. There was a person who was a shliach tzibur in front of Rabba. Omar, and in the tefillah he said, Ato chasto al kan tzipur, ato chus v'rachim olenu. You had rachmonus on the bird, have rachmonus on us. Ato chasto al oisoi vez benoi, ato chus v'rachim oleinu. The same way as you had rachmonus, and you prohibited us from shechting a mother animal and the child on the same day, have rachmonus on us too. Omar Rabba, and Rabba responded, Kama yoda hai merabonon ratzui lemori. This chochem, he knew exactly how to be meratze the shechina. He was davening exactly the way he should. Omar le Abaya. Abaya asked Rabba, Vo mashaskin oisitnan. The Mishnah says that we shouldn't allow him to speak like that. Rabba lechadude le Abaya hudebo. Rabba also knew the Mishnah. He just said what he said in order to test Abaya to see whether he would remember and ask from the Mishnah. And now the Gemara brings another story of somebody who davened inappropriately. Ahu denochis kamei de Rav Chanina, though somebody who was davening Father Omud in front of Rav Chanina. Omar, and he said, Okay, la godoy, la gibor, va noiro, ho adir, va chozok, vo amitz. He added praises. Omar le Rav Chanina said, Siyamtinu le shivchei de moroch? Have you finished all the praises there are to say about Hashem? Hashta hanet losa. Even the three that we do mention, Hagodol, Agiber, Vaneira, Ilav, the Kasvinu, Moshe, Bereisa, had they not been written in the Torah, Va'osu, Knesses, Hagdoilo, V'teknu, and then the Anshe Knesses, Hagdoilo, would take those words that it says in the Torah and put it into our tefillah, and nan lo yamrinonu, we wouldn't have said it from our own minds. Vat, Omras, Kulehai, and you are going on and on saying Shvachim? This is comparable to a person who's got millions of gold coins. And they praise him that this person, he's got some silver. Is that type of praise a praise? It's not even a praise. It's derogatory. So too with Hashem. Hashem is so big and so everything that when you start listing things out, you're actually minimizing in the gadlus of Hashem and not praising Him. Now the Gemara brings another memra of Rav Chanina. Omer Rav Chanina, Hakol b'dei shamayim, everything has been preordained and done only with Hashem's will. Chutz miras shamayim, besides for our own bechira, Hashem gave us free will. Shenemar v'ato Yisrael, mo Hashem elukecho shoyl mimoch, the only thing I'm asking you, the only thing I've left for you, kiyim liyiro is yiras shamayim, everything else is in Hashem's hands. Ask the Gemara, mechlal de yira milsa zutrasi, you're saying as if, all I'm asking is yiras shamayim, is it that simple? Answers the Gemara in. Yes, who said this pasuk? Moshe Rabbeinu. Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu, Milsa Zutrasihi. Moshe was in such a high madriga that it was not a big thing for him at all this Yiras Shemaim. So he could say, Va'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elikecho, Shoyel Mimoch, Kiim Liyiro. Moshe Le'odom Shemavakshin Emenu Kli Godel, V'yeshle. If somebody's got a big Kli in his possession and somebody asks him for it, Deima Lov Kli Cotton. Since he has such a Kli, it's not a big feat. However, cotton, ve'einloi, if you ask this person who's got big kelim, do you have a small kli? Doimo lovka kli gadol. It's difficult for him to find such a kli because he doesn't have one. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had so much Yiras Shemaim that Yiras Shemaim wasn't a big feat for him. But for us, that we don't have that level of Kirvas Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu had, Yiras Shemaim is a big thing. And the Mefarashim discuss that if it's only a simple thing for somebody on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, why is the Torah writing it like that for us, simple people? Continues the Gemara. Omer Abzeira, Ka'oimer Shema Shema. Somebody repeats twice the word Shema. Ka'oimer Moidim Moidim Domi. It's got the same din as somebody who repeats the word Moidim twice. And Meshaskin I say. Because it looks like he's talking to two koiches. Meisvei asks the Gemara on Rav Zeira from a Braisa. Hakoyres Shema v'koiflo hareze meguna. It's improper to say Shema twice. Meguna hu dahava. Shtukei loy meshaskinon le. It doesn't say in the Braisa you have to stop him saying it. You have to quieten him down. Answers the Gemara loy kashya. Ha de omar milsa milsa v'tonila. A person that says each word twice, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, etc. He shouldn't say it. But we don't need to stop him. Ha do Omar psuka psuka v'tonilo. Reb Zeira, who says that we stop him saying it, is because he's saying the whole pasuk. He says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then he says it all again. Asks the Gemara Omar le'Rav Papa le'Rava, v'dilma mi'ikara lo'ikiven daiti. Maybe this person who's saying the pasuk of Shema a second time, it's because he didn't have proper kavana the first time. V'hashta kiven daiti, and he wants to say it again in order to have better kavana. Why do we stop him? Omar le'Rava answered, chavrusa klape Shemaya. We can't relate to the Shechina as if it's a friend of ours. We say it once, then we decide we didn't say it with enough kavana, we say it again. If he's used to saying Shema without kavana, we hit him with a hammer that the Napochim used until he gets used to having kavana. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Amechane Baroyo is Meshaskin Oisoi. Tanner of Yosef, we learned in a Braisa, Kloin Oviv uKloin Imoi. The Chachomim knew that the main concern was regarding Oviv v'Imoi, that people were used to explaining Ervas Oviv and Ervas Imoi as being not to embarrass one's father and mother. And that's why the Chachomim said that if somebody explains the Pasuk like that, taking it out of its Pshutoi, Ervas Oviv and Ervas Imoi, Meshaskin Oisei. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, Ha'oimer u'mizaracho lo yisitein lahavir v'chulei, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa, said by Rabbi Shmuel, that this Mishnah is referring to B'Yisroel habo'al akutis v'hoilid mimeno ben l'avoy dezora akosuv medaber. The Mishnah is telling us that if somebody translates the words lehavir as meaning to become pregnant, miloshen ibur, and not the issa of the relationship in its own right, that's when mashaskin oisai. Says the Mishnah, early on in the Perek we learnt that it was common that the Balkiru would say a posuk in Loshna Kodesh, and the Maturgamon would explain it to the Tzibur. Says the Mishnah, Maise Ruvain Nikra V'loi Mitargim, the story where Ruvain and the beds of Rachel and Leah should not be translated into Aramaic. The Chachomim were afraid that this would be a Gnai for Ruvain. That Harashi explains it, the Ran explains that it would be a Gnai for Yaakov. Continues the Mishnah, Maise Tomor, the story of Tomor and Yehuda, Nikra Mitargim, can be translated. Maise Egel Horishoin, Nikra Umetargim, when the Torah first speaks about the Egel, one's allowed to translate it. Vasheni, when Aaron was saying over to Moshe what happened to the Egel, Nikra Vali Umetargim, should not be translated. Since it says in the parasha there, Vayotzoha Egel Azeh, people may misunderstand that, and therefore it should not be translated. Birchas Koyanim, Umaise David Vamnoin, the story with David and his son Amnoin, with Tomor his sister. Nikroin v'loy metargamin, they should not be translated. And the Mefarshim ask that the story of David and Amnon is actually not one of the Haftiris we know, so where does Tirgum come in? Continues the Mishnah, Ein maftirin b'merkova, the Nevuah of the Maise Merkova in Yecheskel is not read as a Haftira. Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda allows it to be read. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein maftirin b'hoida es Yerushalayim. Yecheskel Perek Tezayin should also not be read for a Haftira. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, we learnt in a Braisa, Yesh Nikroim Umetargamin, there are some parashios that are read and translated, V'yesh Nikroim V'loy Metargamin, some are not translated, V'yesh Loi Nikrin V'loy Metargamin, and there are some parashios that are not read, nor are they translated. And now the Braisa is going to explain, Elu Nikroim Umetargamin, B'las Akan Nishfa Simon. The Rosh Hetevis of the 10 parashios that are translated are these letters. Maise Bereshis, Nikra Umetargim. That's from Bereshis till the end of Vayechulu. Asks the Gemara Pshita, it's Poshut. Why did the Brice have to tell me this? Ma'odotei, I might have thought that you shouldn't translate it. Osula Shayulei, Ma'lemaila, Ma'lemata. When discussing the Bria, people are going to ask questions that are questionable, whether one is allowed to ask them, bordering on what was before, what was after, what was above, what was below. Malafonim u'malaochir, and these are four questions that the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says it's also to ask them. Kumash malan, the chiddush of this brayse is that we're not choshesh for that, and we can translate these parashiyos. Continues the brayse, Maisa Loit u'shtei benoisov, that the two sons of Loit married Loit. Nikro metargim, asks the Gemara Pshita. Why should it be Osa? Ma'odotema, I might have thought Nechosh lechvoidoi de Avram, since it was something very inappropriate, and being that they were relatives of Avram Avinu, it was a bizoyan for Avram. Kumash malon, the chiddush of the Braise is that it's not poigam in the covered of Avram, and one is allowed to translate it. Rabbeinu Bachai says that since they intended what they did, l'shem shomayim, therefore it was not a bizoyan for Avram Avinu. Continues the Braisa, Maise Tomor v'Yehuda, Nikra Umetargim, one's allowed to translate it, asks the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Now the Teim Aleichus Lechvoida de Yehuda, Komash Malon, Shvoch Yehuda Oidei. Even though one would think that it's a pagam for Yehuda, the whole story that happened there, the Chiddush of the Braisa is that since it brings out the power of Yehuda to admit when he made a mistake, therefore it's actually a praise for Yehuda and not a gnai. Continues the Braisa, Maisa Egel Orishoin, Nikro Metargim, asks the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara Ma'odotema, Leichas Lechvoidom Shal Yisrael. Maybe we should be careful not to hurt the covered of Klal Yisrael, who did the Egel. Komash Malon, the Braisa says, you are allowed to translate it. Kolshkein de Nichalei, de Havilu Kapor. Through the Bizoyan that comes from publicizing the Egel, that itself will be a Kapora for Klal Yisrael. Continues the Braisa, Klolis u'brochois, Nikroinu Metargamin. Twice in the Torah there's a parasha of Klolis and Brochois. In parashas B'chukoisai and in parashas Kisovai. They're allowed to be translated, asks the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Ma'odotei menechesh dilma feigo datayu de tzibura. It might frighten the tzibur, and they'll give up being able to succeed and just pack it all in and say, we can't do this, we might as well just let go of everything, komash malon, that there's nothing to be concerned about. The Marashal says that the truth is this concern was only by Klolis, not by Brochis. But since we're not going to translate the Klolis, we also wouldn't translate the Brochis, and that's why the Brisa mentions Klolis before the Brochis. The Chiddush is we're not concerned, and therefore the Klolis, and obviously the Brochis, can be translated. Continues the Brisa, as Horis, Voinshim, Nikrinu Metargamin, when the Torah warns us not to do Averus, and tells us what the punishments are for those who do Averus, ask the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? If the people know how severe the Einish is, they'll end up not doing Averus, not because they don't want to do what Hashem asked them not to do, but they're just not going to do Averus in fear for punishment. And there's a element there of Loi Lishma, Komash Malon, that we don't mind if people do the mitzvahs based on Yiras Einish. Through the Shalai Lishma, they'll come to Lishma. Continues the Braisa, Maisa Amnoin V'tomor, Nikro Matargim, Maisav Sholoim, Nikro Matargim, asks the Gemara Pshita, says the Gemara, Maudate Malechish Liakri de David, maybe we should be Choshish not to hurt the covered deserving to David, and therefore we shouldn't read these parashas in Aftaira, Komash Malon, that one is allowed to even translate them and we're not Choshish. Publicizing these stories served as a kapara for David, says the Ran. Continues the Braisa, Maisa Pilegesh Begiva, Nikro Matargim, asks the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Maudate Malechish Lechvoidei de Binyamin, since it was the Bnei Binyamin that hurt one of the Pilagshim of a person from the Bnei Yehuda a whole night, and it's not Lefi Chvoidom of Shevet Binyamin, Komash Malon, it's Mutter. Continues the Braisa, Hoida es Yerushalayim es Toyavu Yisrael, Nikro Matargim, was allowed to read and translate as Aftira the parasha in Yecheskel Tezayin, asks the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Lafukim ed Rebeliezer. Rebeliezer says that because of Kvoido shel Yerushalayim, this parasha is not read as Aftira. D'tanya maiseb odom echo chayo koire lemailom Rebeliezer, Hoida es Yerushalayim es Toyavu Yisrael. There was somebody who read Aftira in front of Rebeliezer, this parasha, Rebeliezer told him, before you start revealing all the chesroinus of Yerushalayim, maybe you should be boiduk your own background. They were boiduk on the background of this balkoira, and they taka found there was a pagam there. And our Braisa doesn't hold of Rebeliezer and says that the parasha of Hoida es Yerushalayim es Toyavu Yisrael may be read and translated as Aftira. Continues the Braisa, Ve'elu nikrin v'loy metargamin. The following are a list of parashios that can be read but should not be translated, and the Rosh HaTevis are Ra'avdon. Ma'isa Ruvain, the story of the Ruvain and the beds, nikra v'loy metargim. Ma'isa Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, Shaholach l'chovul. He went to a place called Kovul. V'hoyo kirei chazon ha'kneses. And the Shamash read the psukim of Ayhi Bishkoin Yisrael, and in that pasuk the Mice of Reuven is mentioned. Omalei Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said to him, Lamaturgamon, Al tutargim, Elo achrin. Only translate the second half of the pasuk, not the first half of the pasuk, where the story of Reuven is mentioned. V'shipchu chachomim. The chachomim praised Reb Chanina for stopping the matargim translating it. Continues the Braisa, Maisa Egel Hasheni, when Aaron repeated to Moshe what happened to the Egel, Nikra v'loy matargim. The Braisa explains, Eze Maisa Egel Hasheni, which psukim are the Maisa Egel Hasheni, Min vayoyim Moshe me'osa l'choho om hazeh, ad vayar Moshe. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elozo Imer, Lo'ilom yehe odom zohir b'tshuva isov. When answering people, be careful. Shemitoich tshuva sheishivoi Aaron l'moshe, the answer that Aaron gave Moshe on the question, Me'osa l'choho om hazeh, Pokru hama'arim, Shenemar, Vo'ashlicheu vo'esh vayetzeo egel mizeh. Because Aaron used these words, vayetzeo egel hazeh, as if the egel came out on its own, it caused people afterwards to become weakened in their emunah. Continues the Braisa, Birchas Kohanim nikrin v'loy metargamin. One should not translate the psukim in Birchas Kohanim. My tam, why not? Bishum dechsiv yisa Hashem ponov elecho. And if it will be translated, then the Amei Oretz are going to think there's some form of favoritism towards Klal Yisrael, that even when they do Averus, Hashem closes a blind eye. Continues the Braisa, Ma'ase David v'Amnon, loy nikrin v'loy metargmin, because of the COVID of David. V'ha'omras asks the Gemara, Maisa Amnon v'Tomor Nikro Matargim. Earlier in the Braisa, you said that the Maisa Amnon v'Tomor can be read and translated. Answers the Gemara, Lo Ikasha. Ha, when it says that it should not be read, it's talking about the Chsiv Amnon ben David. The pasuk where David is explicitly mentioned, Vayehoveo Amnon ben David. Ha, and the part of the Braisa that says that it can be read and translated is Dechsiv Amnon Stoma, is talking about the pasuk that just mentions Amnon without mentioning David. Tonu Rabbonon Kol HaMikroi Saksuvim BaTeira Lignai Koirin Oison LeShevach. Those words in the Torah that are referring to Gnai, when being read, one should change the words and say a word which is more noki, clean. Kegoin, and the pasuk says V'ish Acher Yish Goleno, he should read V'ish Achir Yish Koveno, which is more noki. Ba'afoilim, all the times it mentions the word afoilim, should be read Batachoirim. When the Pasuk says Chiryoinim, one should read it Divyoinim. When the Pasuk says Lechoil Eschoi Rohom, V'lishtois Es Meimei Shineihem, one should read it Lechoil Es Tzoyosom, V'lishtois Es Meimei Raglehem. When the Pasuk says Vayesimuhu Lemacharois, it should be read lemoitzois. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Emir, lemacharois kishmon. The word macharois can be read as macharois. Bepnei shehu gnai l'avodas kechovim. It is gnai, but it's a gnai directed at avodah zarah, and that's okay. And agav that, the Gemara brings Omer of Nachman. Kol leitzanusa asura. Leitzanus is asa. Bar meleitzanusa d'avodas kechovim d'sharia. Besides for making leitzanus of avodah zarah, which is muta d'chsiv, says in the pasuk, kora beil koyreis nevoi. Uchsiv korusu kor uyachtov lo yochlu malit maso. Beil and nevoi, which are avodah zarahs of bovel, they're going to be doubled over as if they have a stomachache. And this is making fun of the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yanai Omar, he brings a different pasuk that shows that one is allowed to make letzonos of Avodah Zarah. Le'eglois beis oven yoguru shchan shoimroin ki oval olov amoy uchmorov olov yogilu al kvoidoi ki golo mimenu. Al tikri kvoidoi elo kvoidoi. Which is also making fun of the Avodah Zarah. In all the words and cases we've mentioned in the Gemara, which are Gnai, it's all talking about the excretions of people or animals, or the place in their bodies from which they leave. And in these areas, extra care must be given to speak Beloshin Nekiah. Omer of Huna bar Monoach, Meshmeid Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika. Shrile le bar Yisrael, le meimar le itzmutza for Yisrael to say loivet kechovim to a goy. Shakle le avoidas kechovim, v'kach b'shin tov shelcha. Take your idol and put it in your shin tov, which is referring to the place from where a person releases his psoilus. The Yisrael shouldn't say out the word as it is, but he can say the letters shin tov. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Chof. The pasuk says, "V'chasufei sheis ervas Mitzrayim." Omer Vashi, "Hai man disnai shmuane." Somebody who a bad name goes out against him, that he's oisik in niuf. Shori levazuye, one's allowed to be mevazehim begimel v'shin. Gimel is referring to bar girsa, and the shin is shmo saria. Bar Girsa means the son of Ezoina, and Rashi brings from the Tshuvas HaGa'inim that one's allowed to be Mevaza, the mother of this person who's been suspected of inappropriate behavior. And Shmo Saria means a shame saruach, a bad name. Hayman de Shapir Shmoane, a person who a good name goes out on him. Shori le Shabuche, one's allowed to praise him in front of others. Uman de Shabche, and somebody who praises him, Yanuchuloi Brochis al Roishoi, he'll be deserving of Brocha.